This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The White House is facing fallout over new steps to marginalize its own internal ethics watchdog working deep within the Department of Health and Human Services. The internal federal watchdog says parents whose sick infants entered a study were misled as the permissions they signed failed to describe the reasonably foreseeable risks of blindness, neurological damage, and death to their babies. Now, independent watchdogs say the internal ethics body is being cut out of the loop, and that the lack of action by the government over the last year and a half is now threatening to allow less control over consent for human research. Last year, the state of Indiana passed a law to make sure abortion clinics that perform chemical abortions can accommodate the drug's side effects. Monday, a federal district judge found that differences in regulations for doctor's offices and those for abortion businesses made the regulations over abortion businesses unconstitutional. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Premature babies continue making news. Born at 26 weeks, a miscarriage became simply an early delivery for a poor rural Chinese family. Grandmother had actually buried the girl before medics urged them to have their daughter examined. Donations from mostly strangers are now keeping the girl in hospital care. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.